Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the second chapter of Maseches Peah with Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. So yesterday we said in Mishnah Gimel that certain things separate between fields, but only fences separate between trees, and the Tosfos Yontif was quick to point out that this is not the case with carobs and olives, which are exceptions to the rule. Now we're up to that exception. V'lecheruvin kol haroin ze et ze. Carobs aren't separated as long as they can see each other. Amar Rabban Gamliel, nohagin hayu beis abba, nosnin peah achas lezeisim shehayu lehem b'chol ruach. And Rabban Gamliel says that his father's house was of the practice to give peah for all the olive trees that were on each side of the city. V'lecheruvin kol haroin ze et ze. And for carobs, so long as they could see one another. Rabbi Eliezer bar Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Mishmo. Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Tzadok, said in his own name, Af lecheruvin shehayu lehem b'chol ha'ir, said you could give for carobs that are all over the city. Carob trees all over the city can be done in a single peah. So first let's look in the Tosfos Yontif. Lecheruvin, why are they an exception? Mipnei shehem gavoim harbe, because they're very tall. So they would not be interrupted by small things. Even a fence is going to be a small thing compared to the height of a carob tree. Let's jump over to the Barton Uro. Kol haro et ze et ze. Kol zman she ha'omed etzel echad mehilanos yachol iros ha'ilan ha'acher afal pi sheyesh b'nehem gader eno mafsik. As long as a person standing next to one of these trees can see the other one of these trees, it's not considered a separation, even if there's a fence in between them. Lokeach peah mi'ilan echad al chavero, and he can take peah from one tree for the other one. Lezeisim shahayu lehem b'chol ruach, he would take peah for all the olive trees on each side of the city. Peah achas hayu nosnin al kol hazeisim shahayu lehem litzad mizracha shel ha'ir. He would give peah for all the olive trees he had on the east side of the city. Upeah acheres al kol hazeisim shahayu lehem litzad marava, and he would give peah for all the olive trees he had on the west side of the city. V'chein la'arba ruchos, one for each direction. And then the final opinion is that you can actually give peah for carob trees that you have all over town. Shahayu lehem b'chol ha'ir, that you have all over the city. Ein nosten ki im peah achas, you can only give, well, you only have to give one peah. L'chulan, for all of them. Afal pi she'ein roen ze et ze, even if they don't see each other. So I have olive trees uptown, downtown, you know, east side, west side. However, ve'ein halacha k'reb Eliezer bar Rabbi Tzadok she'amar mishmo. But the halacha is not like what Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Tzadok, said in his own name. Of a halacha k'reb Gamliel. But the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel, who said that as long as the carob trees see one another, you can give peah for both. Mishnah Hey. Hazarea es sadehu min echad. Someone who sows his field, plants his field with one species, afal pi shehu asehu shtei granos, even though he does two threshings, so he has separate crops that he threshes, nosen peah echas, he still only has to give one peah, because it's one species. Zra shnei minim, afal pi she'asan garan echas, if he has two different species of crop, even though he threshes them together, nosen shtei peos, he has to give peah on two different things because they are, in fact, two different species. Hazarea es sadehu shnei minechitin. If someone sows his field, plants his field with two different species of wheat, asan garan achas, nosen peah achas. If he does one threshing for both types of wheat, he gives one peah. Shtei granos, nosen shtei peos. But if he does two threshings, then he has to give two peahs. So basically, it's all about his intention. Does he consider it one type of wheat or two types of wheat? If he says wheat is wheat and he mixes them together, one peah. If he says, oh, I've got this kind of wheat over here, I'll keep it in this silo. I've got that kind of wheat over there, I'll keep it in that silo. If he treats them separately, then it follows his intention. As we see very briefly, there's only one little Barton Uro on this Mishnah. Shnei minechitim, two species of wheat. Kagon shem chassis ulavana, like brown wheat and white wheat. So he's got two different types of wheat. Now, there was a comment from the Tosfos Yontif on this Barton Uro. Ve'efshar de'bishar minei tevua lo nimtzu chalukim b'min echad. What about other things? The Mishnah only tells us about wheat. Maybe this is not the case with other types of grain. Maybe if you've got 15 types of barley or 75 types of oats, it only counts as one species. Avav Yerushalmi Tani, so the Yerushalmi tells us, Shnei Minei Chitim, Shnei Minei Seorim. So there it specifies, it fleshes it out more, two types of barley, two types of wheat. So we see that this law is not specific just to wheat. That is the end of Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. Join us tomorrow when we will continue with Mishnayos Vav and Zion.